I'm Lisa Prather, and welcome to The Voice of Health with our host, Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where lives are changed every day through the natural approach to healthcare. Well, we're on a second part of a two-part series on the immune system, the warriors of our body, and we had a lot of information, and so we made this a two-part series. If a listener hasn't heard the part one series, we do have that on our podcast and our website, thevoiceofhealthradio.com. You can listen to it, full of information. We're just going to recap a little bit. Dr. Prather, you were saying 80 to 90% of the people walking through your door have a compromised immune system.
Yes, and I think that's pretty indicative of the whole population. You know, it's hard to find someone who has a immune system that's working properly. You know, it's something that didn't used to be as much of a problem, but it has become much more of an issue. So, you know, the health of America is declining, and there's definite reasons for that.
Interesting. We're living longer, but the health is declining.
Yes. Well, this is the first generation that's showing up that they're not going to live as long as their parents. And there's a lot of reasons for that. We've improved quite a few things, but you know, some of the stressors that we've introduced into our systems is catching up with us.
Interesting. So we were talking, we're finishing up the structure-function model of treatment for the immune system. We talked about the disease care model, and if you're a radio listener and have listened to our show for a while, we at the Prather Practice are a structure-function model.
Correct.
Versus a disease care model. So we talked about the importance of homeopathics in treatment. And also the role of vitamin D is very important, and then nutrition. Before we go on, we're going to talk about the nervous system and what role that plays in immunity, but I want to make sure you cover anything that we might not have covered on nutrition.
Okay. Well, you know, one of the things is people are constantly going out to vitamin shops and trying to figure out what they need. But we're going to be discussing a little bit more on diagnostics.
Yes.
In other words, when people are coming into our office and we're finding out that you need a nutrient, we know that you need that.
Right.
It's not guessing. It's not a matter of guessing or, oh, why don't you take this? Let's see how that goes. We do lab tests to find out what your needs are and then fill it. And then we go ahead and retest that so that we make sure that that's actually corrected. So it's not a matter of guessing or you know, not sure of what you're doing, but it's completely a scientific type of process that is provable and shows results at the end.
Well, let's talk about the diagnostics that are important to determine the health of your immune system that we do here at the Prather Practice.
Well, one of the first things is blood work. We do the normal types of blood tests, but we do them more thoroughly. The reason that we do that is that we are not a disease care model where we're just looking for specific diseases. We're trying to find out how the body is truly working. So as we do our blood work, we know how the liver's working, we know how the kidneys are working, we know how the endocrine system is working, we know the mineral balances of the body. In other words, we know where the deficiencies are and then add those into the system. We can also go through and check the vitamins and minerals and fatty acids and amino acids through lab tests and find out, you know, how they're doing. So we can see where there you can't have too many. One of the big ones, of course, is vitamin D. Vitamin D is, we talked about how critical it was for the health of the body. It is important in the having the endocrine system work correctly. It is important for the immune system. It is a important cancer-fighting aspect of our health, but you can't have too much.
Right, it's a fat soluble.
Right, so any of the fat solubles, you can get a toxic amount, And when you do that, you have some very definite consequences that occur on that. Mm-hmm. So not only do you want to have enough, but you don't want to have too much. And that's where homeostasis comes in.
Right.
And we preach that time and time again for anyone who listens to our radio program and understands structure function care. The basis of structure function care is homeostasis, which is the balance of the body. There is a perfect balance, and the closer you get to that, the healthier you are. Mm-hmm. The farther away from homeostasis, the sicker you are. So achieving that homeostasis in each of the different areas increases the health and the functioning of the system. And so that's what we're really looking for. And that's why lab tests are so important. So we see how each of the organs are working. We see how the endocrine system's working. We see how the balance of the vitamins and minerals are. And all those things come together to give a total picture. So blood work is critical.
And I know our blood work is very extensive, and vitamin D is part of that. We want to look at vitamin D levels.
Certainly. We also look at a hair analysis. Mm-hmm. And basically we're looking at mineral, tissue mineral through that. So we can also tell heavy metals, we can tell the balance of the minerals, we can see quite a few deficiencies on that that you can't tell on the blood test. We do compare those to the blood to know exactly how that's working. Mm-hmm. So it's a combination of blood work and tissue sample. You can do hair analysis, or you can do nails, is another way of finding out what the tissue mineral balance is. And keeping up on that is an important part of watching the whole system. Mm-hmm. But probably one of the things that is the biggest determinant of the immune system of the body is an analysis of the gut flora. You know, what's going on through the gut. 80% of our immune system is around the gut. Mm-hmm. Because that's one of the major ways of things coming into our system. So how is the gut working? That is one of the big things. The National Institute of Health has is conducting one of the largest studies on the gut health of the body, and they have said, you know, the gut is the key for especially all autoimmune diseases. Mm. 80% of almost all of the stressors on the immune system comes from the gut. And finding out what's going on there is a critical part. And that's one thing that we encourage everyone to have their gut checked on a once-a-year basis, from an infant all the way up to you're as old as you can possibly get. Mm-hmm. So blood work, hair analysis, stool kit are sort of the basis of what we recommend to people.
And then, I want to let our listeners know, because some people out there will listen and think, oh, this is going to be really expensive. And our blood work goes through an outside lab, and it is very affordable. Mm-hmm. For the type of blood work and how extensive it is. Also, our hair analysis is $120. To get a very thorough report. And what I like is we review the reports with the patient, they get a copy of it, so they can see that. And then the gut test, mm-hmm.
It's covered by most insurances.
It's covered by most insurances, and there's a small deductible to pay that's very reasonable. So I want to make sure our listeners know that.
Right.
You know, these are very affordable type of diagnostics, but give so much information.
And the results of that are really, really helpful. I mean, we can solve so many different types of problems for people that they couldn't find the answers elsewhere. And most of these things are not looked at in this type of way. That's mm-hmm. where we have a difference on that. Because the disease care model is looking for, you know, diseases. Mm-hmm. And what we are looking for is the balance. So they're looking to say, you know, well, you have high blood pressure, let's give you an antihypertensive, you know, to force your blood pressure down. Well, what we're looking for is, why did the blood pressure go high? Mm-hmm. We think of the blood pressure more as a symptom, which it is. And we're looking for
a
the underlying...
A symptom instead of a disease.
A symptom instead of a disease. Mm-hmm. And most of the, well, diseases... you know, understanding diseases are a group of symptoms that are put together and given a name. Mm-hmm. But it's only symptoms. And if all you're treating is your symptoms, you're not going to get healthier. Mm. So what we, as a structure function doctor, what we do is we improve the health of the body. And it's absolutely true, you know, as we are talking to the FDA and to different types of regulators, we do not treat disease. Mm-hmm. So as you're coming into my office and you have, you know, you have Crohn's disease or you have multiple sclerosis or you have anything that's going on, cancer, mm-hmm. I'm not treating your disease. Mm-hmm. There are medical doctors who do that and specialists, which we refer out to. And we still believe in the combination of structure, function, and disease care. That's that integrative approach.
Right.
And the proper balance on that is 80% structure function care and 20% disease care. And that's where we will get the optimum results. So we're not saying no to disease care. What mm-hmm. we're saying is yes, but also let's add in the structure function. And our results are going to increase dramatically.
Right.
So what we do is we find out how many things we can get back into homeostasis. And as we can get them back into homeostasis, your health will improve.
Okay, wonderful. When we come back, more on the immune system, the warriors of our body.
You can win a free 60-minute massage in a relaxing spa at the Prather Practice. Each month, we have a drawing to give away a free massage to one of our lucky Facebook and Twitter fans. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
What is auricular therapy, Dr. Prather?
Auricular therapy is where you're using the ear to make some changes throughout the body. Auricular therapy usually refers to electrical stimulation of the ear.
So what is a microsystem? And how is that involved with auricular therapy?
With a microsystem, you're talking about a portion of the body that is in a smaller area, but actually can represent the entire body. Foot reflexology is one that people are very aware of. In other words, there are different points on the feet that have a reflex throughout the entire system. And then there's also the ear. There is an image of an upside-down fetus. That concept was found by Dr. Norget. Dr. Norget, a Frenchman, in the 1950s is the one who brought auricular therapy into science. One of his main things was he helped to map the brain. He was a neurosurgeon.
Well, I'm looking at your ear right now, and I can see that. So the earlobe's the head?
Yes.
Yeah.
The spine goes right along the ridge.
Uh-huh.
You deal with the brain down in the earlobe. Mm-hmm. You deal with the rest of the system. You've got the internal organs are inside the ear. And it's a perfect representation of the human body only in the fetal state. That makes it much easier, and that was something that had never been imaged or recognized by anybody else before Dr. Norget. You can get a good picture of working with the auricular therapy by imagining an upside down baby,
mm-hmm.
and then you can pretty well get to the points just by looking at it that way.
Mm-hmm.
You can affect anything and everything in the body by working on the ear. You can change the functioning of organ systems by electrically stimulating the ear. You can change the amount of bile that's flowing out of the gallbladder. You can change the functions of the kidney. You can change the heart rate. You can change blood pressure. All of those different types of aspects can be affected by the ear, even though you sit there and say, well, how can that be possible? And understanding the brain.
How can that be possible?
How can, you know, it's the brain and the body connection.
Because uh-huh.
the brain tells everything else what to do.
Right.
And the ear is what I would consider the control panel of the brain. It's like a keyboard.
Uh-huh.
And then you have the brain as the computer.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope.
Ah! I feel good. I knew that I would.
You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest.
We're in the second of a two-part series on the immune system, and we call it the immune system, the warriors of our body. And Dr. Prather, we were talking about the importance of diagnostics. Three that you were talking about are our blood work. We call it the Prather Profile. In fact, the labs actually gave that name to it. Very extensive blood work, very affordable, can go through insurance. We talked about hair analysis. That is about $120, very affordable. That checks the minerals, and then the gut, checking that, which is covered by most insurances also. And let's go back to the blood work. What specifically are you looking for in blood work when it comes to the immune system?
Well, the first thing is the white blood cell. White blood cell count, and then the differential on the white blood cell tells a tremendous amount. So we're looking for the total amount. Is the white blood cells overactive, underactive? There is a perfect number for the white blood cell count. Mm-hmm. So we look for that. If it is too high, too low, what is the reason for that? Then we drop down to the balance of the white blood cells. So you're looking at the neutrophils, lymphocytes, eosinophils, and basophils. And I won't get too technical here.
Thank you.
But each one has a
lot of fills.
Each one has a significance and what kind of infection is taking place. Mm-hmm. So an example of a patient who was coming in who had a lot of health issues, one of the things we saw was a very high eosinophilic count. And there's only two reasons for eosinophils to be high, is because they have a skin rash, as an adult, or they have parasites. And that was an indication that this underlying problem for this person was parasitic in nature. So we did the stool kits, identified which parasites we were dealing with, and then got those eliminated. This was something that they had been dealing with for health issues, being told that there wasn't anything wrong with them, for quite a few years. Another thing is, I can't tell you how many patients have come in, said, well, they've done all the blood work, my blood work's fine. And I say, well, let me take a look at some of the old blood work. And their lymphocyte count was 0.9, and anything under 1.0 is actually what we call an ominous sign, that you actually have a 6 times greater chance of dying in within a few years than normal. So it was actually an ominous sign that this was a critical situation that we needed to get going on right away. Mm-hmm. So many different types of things, because it's not in a disease process at this time, does not mean that you're healthy, that you are in at great risk.
Right.
So, in other words,
you don't want to wait until it's at a disease level.
You don't want to wait until you have,
no, thank you,
have a heart attack or cancer before you start treating it. Mm-hmm. But, when you're talking about pharmaceutically, they don't have anything for that, so you're fine.
You're fine.
Because there's no pharmaceutical for it. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense?
For prevention.
For prevention, where, we started them, let's say, well, now that we've established that there's a problem, and you can get much, much deeper. We have probably about 300 different tests just on the immune system, blood work. Mm-hmm. That we can get into to find out more specifically what's going on. So we can really dig a lot deeper. That's available to find out what's happening. Many times that's not necessary. But, first off, we do the basic type of the panel. And if there are problems, it does show up in there. Mm-hmm. And then we can start doing further testing. But what is going on with that, and why is that split taking place? And then establishing that there is an issue with the immune system. Many times the people don't even know it. And if the immune system, one of the things that that almost everybody's complaining about right now is fatigue. Mm-hmm. And the leading reason for fatigue is a compromised immune system. Matter of fact, chronic fatigue can be diagnosed from the white blood cell count. Uh-huh. In other words, there is a, once you go below a certain number or a certain shift in your white blood cells, that is the definition of the disease of chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. And, it's terrible to say, but so many people come in saying, you know, I'm just tired all the time. I'm tired all the time. And, you know, my doc says everything's fine. And I look at your, you know, I look at their blood work and I says, you are in chronic fatigue. Mm-hmm. You know, according to, in other words, you actually have a disease process here that's called chronic fatigue. So no wonder you're tired.
It's so important, I'm thinking, you know, the patients that come in, and people know, you know, people know if they're not feeling well.
Yes.
And just keep going till you get answers.
Yes. Mm-hmm. I do not find people coming in and who are healthy saying, I don't feel well.
Yeah.
I don't find that.
Right.
I find that there is always an answer. Matter of fact, I've had people say, wow, you know, according to this, you should feel really terrible. You kind of really underestimated how bad you feel. And they mm-hmm. said, oh, thank you. But every time that I sit there and tell how bad I am, my doctor doesn't believe me and prescribes antidepressants or something like that.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, and, mm-hmm. you know, I didn't really want to say anything because then doctors don't take me seriously.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't find that people overestimate their issues. They usually underestimate them.
Mm-hmm.
And there's an awful lot going on. And one of the things, I mean, talking about children, children's immune systems are really understressed.
Mm-hmm.
So not, you know, just the idea that you're, you know, well, they're kids, they're healthy. Kids are growing and their immune systems are under more stress than adults.
And more stress than in our era.
Right.
Because of all the toxins.
Well, I mean, kids used to die at a much greater rate. That was one of the reasons why the health has improved so much, is because kids don't get as many infections now. A lot through our water, sanitation, those mm-hmm. types of things has really improved. But children do not have as strong of an immune system as adults, because it has to function differently because they're growing. Mm-hmm. So you can't have a full-on immune system until you stop growing. Then your immune system changes. So kids are constantly under stress on their immune system. It's just like our kids. You know, as they were growing up, one of my daughters, who really hated that we made them eat organic and,
yeah.
you know, just hated, oh, we're so different. We don't fit in with everybody else.
Uh-huh.
And then she sit there and she told me, she said, Dad, my friends are all getting sick, all yeah. have allergies.
All on Adderall.
Yeah, and on, you know, constantly taking antibiotics. Said, I've never taken anything in my life, and I don't even remember when I've been sick.
Mm-hmm.
I said, that's because Mom and Dad were boogers. And made you
take...
Speak
for yourself. And for those listeners, we are married.
We are.
And so when you say...
We,
you're talking about me and
we.
You, that's our children.
Right. And they just...
Oh, I remember they fought us on that organic. They would look at if it was organic, they just decided it didn't taste good. And now that's all they buy. They're in their 20s. And,
right. They've adopted that whole thing. And we wouldn't get the normal types of stuff. We wouldn't keep pop in the house. We, you know, yeah. didn't get the things
that are
sugar-laced.
We didn't have cable. We were the last home. Cable, which they're glad about now.
They are glad. They are glad, but kids don't like to be different.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, so kids are under a lot of stress on the immune system, and they need as much of the blood work as anybody else. And the time to get that checked, you know, and I can't emphasize that enough, is getting at least a yearly check, see how
yes.
you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, looking at the white blood cell count is a critical part of looking at the immune system. So
can
in
I
the
ask
blood
a,
work.
A quick question? You talk about fatigue. When is it fatigue over tired? When?
Oh, okay. That's a real good question.
Well, let's go okay. to break, and we come back if you could answer that.
Sure.
All right. We're talking about the immune system, the warriors of our body.
Listen to the Voice of Health Radio on your smartphone or tablet on all of the top radio apps available. TuneIn Radio, Stitcher, and iHeartRadio. You can find these apps and more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Laughter is the best medicine.
I'm a big fan of homeostasis. Do you know what that is?
Of course not.
Homeostasis refers to a system's ability to regulate its internal environment and maintain a constant condition of properties like temperature or pH.
Worst bedtime story ever.
A special message from the DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice.
Are you tired of making the same weight loss resolution only to end up right back where you started? Let the professionals at DTS Weight Loss Center take all the frustration out of dieting. Our nutritionists and wellness coaches know what works for every body type and can develop a plan specific to your needs throughout your medically supervised program. Make the change by visiting us online at DTSWeightLossCenter.com. Dedicate. Transform. Succeed.
When you call the Prather Practice to schedule your appointment at our DTS Weight Loss Center, mention the Voice of Health radio show and you'll receive a free initial consultation plus a free body composition analysis. 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. The DTS Weight Loss Center at the Prather Practice. Dedicate, transform, succeed.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you. No pills gonna kill my head.
I'm Lisa Prather, and you're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where we get to the root cause of your health issue.
We're in a second part of a two-part series called The Immune System, The Warriors of Our Body. And before we went to break, Dr. Prather, I had a question on fatigue. When you say fatigue, when does a person go from being tired to a diagnosis of fatigue?
Well, of course, there's a lot of controversy on that. But one of the rules that we kind of follow is if someone's chronically tired for about 3 weeks or longer, mm-hmm. That's more of a fatigue situation instead of just being tired.
Okay.
And also when rest does not rejuvenate.
Okay. When so you rest, it, okay.
There's not, mm-hmm. there, you know, it's the things that I will write down when I use the diagnosis of fatigue is I ask them if you have a good weekend where you really can just not do anything, mm-hmm. Do you get over your tiredness? You know, mm-hmm. And if they say no, then I say that you really have a diagnosis of fatigue at that point.
Mm-hmm. Okay, interesting. Is there any more you want to say on the blood work in regards to the immune system?
Well, it's a very complicated type of area, but starting out with the white blood cell count almost mm-hmm. always shows up if there's a problem. If there is, then we go on ahead and start doing the immunoglobulin types tests and getting into the differentials on some of the lymphocytes and all those types of things.
Okay.
And find out what's going on.
Well, let's talk about the hair analysis. You're looking at minerals at that time for the immune system.
Yes, and the there's probably the biggest thing on the immune system that you look at is the copper and zinc, mm-hmm. Because the balance on those really helps out quite a bit. Zinc is really critical more for the viral. Copper is more important for the bacterial. So having a balance on there, again, it's homeostasis.
Interesting. So the zinc
is what you think of more as a viral type of thing.
Okay.
Copper is better for the bacterial.
Interesting.
So you don't want to have that imbalance in there because you throw the immune system mm-hmm. doesn't work as well.
Mm-hmm.
So copper zinc is one of the critical things. Of course, if you start to get low on calcium magnesium, that also affects the immune system. You know, there are so many different types of aspects of that. But achieving that balance and seeing what's going on is important. If you start to get some heavy metal toxicity, that really affects the immune system quite a bit. Mercury toxicity, lead toxicity, always weakens the immune system. So any heavy metal toxicity in the system, you need to get that under control too.
Mm-hmm. And we have a show we dedicated to all heavy metal toxicities.
Yes, that is one thing that we show excellent results. I've never had a heavy metal toxicity that we couldn't balance out.
Okay. Well, let's talk about, you talked about gut health, that our health, 80% of our health is in our gut.
80% of the immune system is around the gut, mm-hmm. and that is the key to the immune system. And one of the big areas of expanding and improving our healthcare is going to be really found in the gut. Oftentimes, we find chronic infections mm-hmm. In the gut, and that just continually wears down the immune system. We start to see high levels of immunoglobulin A, which is not a good sign. We see inflammatory conditions, toxicity in there, and finding out how that gut is not working is critical. Short chain fatty acids, the cell wall around our gut, you know, the lining mm-hmm. is dependent upon the short chain fatty acids to actually survive. Also, the good bacteria eat the short-chain fatty acids. That's one of the important types of things. So making sure that's up to par is an important part of getting the body working well. One thing that we eat is ghee butter.
Mm-hmm. And G-H-E-E?
Yeah. Okay. That is that is very excellent in short-chain fatty acids. Mm-hmm. Processed coconut oil also is a good source along those lines. Mm. Skinny coconut oil is one of the products that we offer at our office. As a matter of fact, we were aware of that when they first started,
right?
Which is very well known.
And now Oprah.
Yes.
which is awesome.
It is awesome. And so finding out what short-chain fatty acid is really helpful. And that's why, you know, they call it skinny coconut oil is because they found that people that started to take that coconut oil started to lose weight. And they didn't understand why. Mm-hmm. So the founders of the company were talking to me and they say, well, why does it, you know quite a bit, why does it cause weight loss? Mm-hmm. And I said, well, because you're healing the gut. And as you heal up the gut, you reduce the toxins in the system, and fat is an accumulation of toxins. You know, what does the body do with toxins that it can't process? Well, it makes fat cells, pops them in there, and then that's a place of storage. So if you want to lose weight, you need to take care of the toxic gut. Mm-hmm. You know, are you getting enough, what is the balance of your gut. If you eat a lot of fiber, that improves and changes the gut bacteria into a different kind, which is a much healthier. Again, a balance of the gut bacteria is important. Some people we get in and they have no normal gut bacteria. All they got is infections in through their gut. And when they have, we find people with parasites, mm-hmm. Bacterial infections, viral infections all through their gut. And so they're carrying around a toxin and a constant load on their immune system. And they all develop autoimmune diseases pretty soon. Mm-hmm. Looking at that and discovering that.
Now, I know sometimes when you don't feel well, you just don't want to eat. It's kind of like a fasting. Is that why are you... is that for gut health or?
Oftentimes that is, you know, where mm-hmm. your gut is just so bad that, you're not really even digesting food. Food becomes more of a poison and a toxin into your system and you eat and then you feel worse. Mm-hmm. And that is a sign that your gut is not working right and there's a toxicity going on. Mm. And finding out what that is and getting that cleared up is extremely important.
Mm-hmm. Interesting. Well, what role does minerals play, in the area of immune system?
Well, when you're talking about any of the different types of needs for the immune system, getting the proper nutrients in there mm-hmm. is absolutely critical. And as we were talking before, the zinc-copper ratio, Mm-hmm. It's probably one of the most important things that we're looking at. But all the minerals and all the balances on that is extremely important.
And you can get that through the hair analysis.
Yeah, you know, selenium, all those different types of things, manganese, the calcium-magnesium ratio is also important. All those things come together.
Okay. Well, what role does allergies play also with the immune system?
If you have constant allergies, a compromised immune system has many more allergies. Mm-hmm. Because the body's reacting to things that it normally wouldn't react. You know, it's one of the things that is done oftentimes when people are having autoimmune diseases or allergies. The one of the pharmaceutical ways of actually approaching that is to compromise the immune system more, which the whole reason that you have the allergic reactions, the autoimmune reactions, is because your immune system compromised. Mm-hmm. It's weaker. So it's attacking things that it normally wouldn't attack. So as we build the immune system, people, you know, had a gentleman who was deathly allergic and sensitive to cats, basically cat dander, and to the point that he had to carry around an EpiPen whenever he was around cats. So he had a very compromised immune system, gut health, all those types of things. And we started to improve that, and as he did, he was like, I was with a cat today all day, and I didn't have a single problem.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. You know, we haven't started working on that. As a matter of fact, I hadn't even mentioned it to you. How is that? Well, I said, you know, look at your immune system. Your immune system's working better. So your sensitivity on those types of allergies are much, much less. But one of the things is that people are dealing with, and what we're seeing a heavy, heavy increase on, is different types of allergies. Like when I was a kid, nobody had peanut allergies.
Yeah, peanut allergies are big thing.
Absolutely huge. And allergies
could be deathly.
Yeah, allergies are increasing all the time. Mm-hmm. And the number of kids that are having deadly allergies are increasing quite a bit. Mm-hmm. The foods are, we're getting more and more allergies along those lines. One of the things that we do is allergy testing. So we do food allergy testing, we do environmental allergy testing through blood work, and we can test out and see what's going on. And we have develop a restriction diet for them, so that they cut down on the number of allergies. The less stresses you have on your immune system while you're healing, the better the immune system improves. Then as we start to improve the immune system, then we can start to introduce foods back in and they're no longer sensitive to. So that type of thing can improve. And you have two different kinds of basic types of allergies. There are inherited allergies, which are anaphylactic, IgE-mediated, and then there's acquired allergies, which is something that your body develops over time. It's not an inherited allergy. And that's IgA, IgM, IgG type of mediated allergies. And as you sit there and get the health better, you're always allergic to inherited, but the degree that you are sensitive can be improved quite a bit.
Yeah, good.
The acquired allergies can all be eliminated. And as you get your immune system working better, get it rested up, then you can actually start to get rid of those, which makes a big difference for people.
Yeah. When we come back, let's talk about what we can do for our immune system.
Never miss an episode of The Voice of Health so that you can stay informed and empowered about your health. Get a podcast of our show automatically delivered to you every week by signing up for our show on iTunes. You can find that link on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. And don't forget, thevoiceofhealthradio.com has complete archives of all of our past episodes with an audio library of information to help you add more life to your years and more years to your life. This is The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. The Voice of Health Wellness Tip with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice.
Why does the gut have such a big, you know, effect on our immune system?
Well, 80% of our immune system is around our gut. because that's where most infection actually comes from. People with immune system problems have to look to the gut. And when I'm talking about immune system problems, I'm talking about cancer. Cardiovascular disease is oftentimes kicked off by infections also. Free radical pathology that affects that. All autoimmune diseases have a huge effect because it's a imbalance within our immune system. You always have to look to the gut for that. And you're talking about Sjogren's disease, Graves' disease, Hashimoto's, rheumatoid arthritis, type 2 diabetes. All those types of things really are originating in the gut. So a lot of the chronic types of illnesses that people are actually experiencing, osteoarthritis actually originates basically in through the gut. So there is a huge amount of an impact, and to be able to really treat anyone with any of those diseases, you have to go to the gut, and if you are not going to the gut, you are not really treating that disease. So understanding that and finding out what the underlying problem, and many times when people are going from place to place, doctor to doctor, trying to understand and not getting answers for their disease process, then you have to go back to the gut oftentimes to find the hidden problem. Of course, that is a big problem because it's kind of a hidden area. You know, how do you actually analyze it? And with the Biogenome Project, they have been able to explode. It's almost like a brand new ability to do diagnostics, because now we can do genetic testing. And that testing will actually give us the information from the all the way up to the mouth, all the way down to the anus. And it covers the entire thing, and nothing is actually left out. So our ability to actually find out what's going on has just exploded.
Well, let's talk about this comprehensive stool kit you use called the GI Effects. And why is this one that you've chosen to use in your office?
The information that I get in there has really been so thorough that now we can, with confidence, be able to say exactly what's going on in the gut, and that we know what is happening, and also exactly how to treat it.
Schedule your appointment at the Prather Practice, 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com. The Prather Practice, restoring hope. You're listening to The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather of the Prather Practice, where our mission is restoring hope to our patients.
We're in the second part of a two-part series called The Immune System. And Dr. Prather, I'm just learning a lot. We do these shows because we want to educate.
Sure.
Physician means educator, and that has been our whole purpose. We've been on the radio for 15 years.
And I really refer people to the radio programs to try to find some of their, you know, because I can't lecture every time someone comes in on all the different aspects
right,
of people's
either.
Health. I would be there for days just lecturing with that one patient.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, if we can have large, you know, these types of things, then that can really help to get the education out there. And I know I have a lot of doctors who also listen in. So, you know, trying to get the education out there. I constantly am going out for education.
Yeah.
Get further training.
Well, and if we run in, and a lot of times we'll run into radio listeners, I want to know what they're learning from it, you know?
Sure.
And if there's a topic we haven't...
Right. Matter of fact, the reason that we're doing one on the immune system right now is because I had a request from a patient. So, you know, I don't have anything recent on the immune system. You know, can you run a show on that? So... Mm-hmm. This is in answer to you, if you are listening to that.
Right, right. Well, let's talk about how someone can improve their immune system. You know, what role does sunshine play? That's your vitamin D, right?
Yes, and, you know, one of the things, of course, is we give vitamin D in a supplement form.
Mm-hmm.
But to let you know, it's not as effective as the one that's made by the sun.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, as you take vitamin D, it does help to get your vitamin D up to par, But that's still not a replacement for the sunshine vitamin, is mm-hmm. what we like to call it.
Which is really hard in Indiana, especially in winter.
it really is.
My vitamin D got low in the winter. And
right.
You sent me to Florida. Thank you.
Right. you know,
that was a great person.
There's a renewal on that. People mm-hmm. become energized through the sunshine. One of the things is that low vitamin D not only is involved in the immune system, but also the endocrine system. And so the whole concept of the SAD, you know, the sunshine mm-hmm. deficiency along those lines, is a very real thing. And it is cured through, because so many of your hormones are dependent upon the vitamin D, the sunshine, to actually be able to make different hormones. Mm-hmm. And also, if you just get your arm exposed, it's not the same thing as getting the rest of your body exposed.
Mm-hmm.
So really, you want to get as much of your body exposed to sunshine as much as you possibly can.
How are the neighbors like that?
Well, it depends. Hopefully.
Are you talking about exposing parts that...
Well, one of the things that, you know, I talk about is breast health.
Mm-hmm.
Vitamin D is excellent for preventing breast cancer.
Mm.
Matter of fact, in the areas of the world where women regularly expose their breasts, you know, where it's just not even considered really an issue,
mm-hmm.
The breast cancer rate is almost non-negligent.
Mm-hmm.
So
those nude beaches.
Well, you know that there is getting a healthy dose of sunshine on all the areas of your body,
mm-hmm.
Because it is area dependent to actually get the full exposure.
Mm-hmm.
You don't necessarily have to expose everything on your breast, but having some of the cleavage actually helps with the health of the breast.
Mm-hmm.
And if you measure the amount of vitamin D in that area, all the areas need...
And you're being serious.
I'm actually being serious, yeah. I mean, I'm being clinical.
I'm trying to make this a joke, and you're being serious.
I know, but it is actually true. You know, it especially if you have had breast cancer
mm-hmm.
or had cancer in different types of areas. Now, one of the things, of course, they talk about is... you know, is that actually exposure to the sun can actually cause some skin cancers.
Mm-hmm.
But one of the things is that people who are regularly walking around naked in the sunshine actually don't have incidences of skin cancer.
Who are those people?
Well, there are people out there who live that way, and they don't get skin cancer.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, what is bad is to get sunburns.
Mm-hmm.
So you do not want to get things sunburned because that kind of damage, that free radical damage,
mm-hmm.
is one of the things that can cause a lot of issues. Or if you don't have a lot of exposure to the sun, you don't have the vitamin D, because vitamin D is an antioxidant.
Mm-hmm.
Having lots of antioxidants keep you from getting the burns that are involved.
Mm-hmm.
So the free radical damage on the skin is what you're looking for, you know, to prevent. But the fat soluble vitamins are essential to prevent free radical damage.
Well, you were talking about too. We have some Amish come in and they wear the long dresses,
and they go there.
They don't ever get sunshine on their legs, and
yes, varicose veins are one of the things that occurs.
Mm-hmm.
Getting good sunshine on your legs will prevent varicose veins.
Mm-hmm.
And how much hormones you have. One of the things that they find is exposure for women on their breasts actually helps to balance out the hormones. The female hormones.
If you got a backyard and
High fences.
No high fences.
That's always
go
good.
For
or
it.
go to places where that's okay.
All right. Well, what role does sleep play in the immune system?
Well, sleep has a incredible role along those lines. Matter of fact, you can see an immediate. If you aren't getting your proper sleep, you can see the results of the blood work.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it happens pretty quickly. If you're doing live cell analysis, you can tell that people haven't rested. So, getting the proper amount of sleep and getting that deep sleep is important for the rejuvenation of the entire body.
Mm-hmm.
And a rejuvenation of the immune system. 8 hours.
8 hours.
Mm-hmm. And you need that deep sleep in there.
A lot of people aren't getting that.
Yeah, there's a tremendous number of studies. The best place to study sleep deprivation is colleges.
Yeah.
And so there are some really good research studies on all the different types of effects of sleep deprivation. The people who are really into that make sure that they get their sleep.
Let's talk about the importance of exercise to the immune system.
Absolutely. If you get out there and do some healthy exercise, there is an immediate response again with the immune system. The immune system has a lot of different types of stimuli. Mm-hmm. Now, you can overdo on exercise and actually weaken the immune system, but a regular exercise program helps to balance the endocrine system. It helps to balance out the immune system. It helps to balance out the insulin levels.
And it just takes 20 minutes, five times a week. Yeah, 20 minutes a day.
Well, ideal about 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
45 minutes a day of exercise is really
helpful. Well, I'm doing 20 minutes.
So you were down to 20 minutes. 20 minutes help. 45 minutes is better. But after that, it's kind of a wash. You know, mm-hmm. They found that your highest level of benefit is 45 minutes. If you do an hour, you still get some benefit, but after that, it kind of levels off.
Okay.
But making sure that you get at least 45 minutes of exercise a day is something that I highly recommend.
And what role does stress play for the immune system?
Yeah, stress. People get sick right after stress.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things that happens, usually when the body lets down. Stress shifts the nervous system and the whole functioning of the body. One, the body becomes more acidic when you're under stress. You breathe differently. You go from a parasympathetic system to a sympathetic system.
That fight or flight.
Yeah, mm-hmm. fight and flight. And when you are in a fight flight mode, mm-hmm. your body shuts down your digestion and your immune system mm-hmm. and shifts the endocrine system and how it's working. So at that point, the body is not worrying about the immune system, is not producing the immune system, not putting the energy into it. So if you are constantly under stress, if you're constantly feeling like you're being chased by a tiger, it will kill you.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to be able to find that ability to downshift your nervous system into a rest to digest to actually be able to kick your immune system.
And one of the easiest ways is the deep breathing. Mm-hmm.
The breathing, that's one of the biggest ways that you can determine how long you're going to live. If you're looking at one thing, even over cigarette smoking and genetics, mm-hmm. it's how much you are in your rest digest. And that is controlled by that parasympathetic, and you measure that by how deeply you breathe.
Mm-hmm.
And so many people, I ask people, I sit there, you're not, you know, how are you breathing? And they sit there and they say, well, I'm breathing fine. You know, I think I'm, and I show them what it really should be like. They go, oh, I can't do that.
Mm-hmm. People have to learn it.
Because they're stuck.
They're stuck and they have to learn it.
Right.
Well, thank you, Dr. Prather. Very informative.
Thank you, Lisa. A great time with you.
Yes, you too. This was part two of a two-part series of The Immune System, The Warriors of Our Body.
The Prather Practice is located at 8902 North Meridian Street on the north side of Indianapolis, just south of the I-465 loop. If we can help you to achieve better health, we'd love to hear from you. Connect with our office at 317-848-8048. That's 317-848-8048. Join us again here next week or anytime on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com for The Voice of Health with Dr. Robert Prather. Are you frustrated by not getting to the root cause of your health issue? Are you tired of not knowing why you're always fatigued? Are you wanting to say no to toxic drugs? Have you lost hope? Are you just tired of being sick and tired? At the Prather Practice, we want you to know that we have the answers for you. We offer the alternative to the disease care model. We are the drug-free model to health and wellness. At the Prather Practice, we look for the underlying cause of your health problem and not just the symptomatology. Through thorough diagnostics, we find your individual health blueprint for your treatment. Where the disease care model is symptom-based, the structure-function model we practice gets to the root of your health issue. The Prather practice is the most comprehensive wellness center in the Midwest. Our integrative practice offers you the most treatment options to restore your health and your hope. Learn more about the Prather practice by calling 317-848-8048 or learn more on our website at thevoiceofhealthradio.com.